Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, good morning, good evening, wherever you happen to be. Oh, hold on, my music is going to play again here. There we go. Good morning, this is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. How are you all today, wherever you are in the world? I have clients and from around the world. So you may be listening from other time zones. You may tune in at another time catching the replay. So today's show is all about So You Think You Are Psychic. And it goes with a class that I have coming up, actually, that starts on this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's my Psychic Development 101 course, but it's because I'm teaching it online, it's a little bit, it's going to be a little bit different because of the platform, obviously, because in person we do a lot of interaction with each other, but that's still actually going to happen with online, because people are going to group up into partners, and we're going to use the Zoom platform, so students will actually get to see each other and partner up and so forth. And it's going to be a really, really fun workshop. It's 8 weeks long. There's a 1 week break in the middle, and it is the craziest, super cheap price, because this is the sort of launch of this course online. So this will be, you guys will be my beta group, and this, you know, sort of get the bugs out. And the whole 8 weeks is only $197. It is so super crazy cheap. It's ridiculous. So I want to encourage you guys to go check it out. And you can find it on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, under classes or an appointment. And also, if you go to my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, you will find links for it there to sign up as well. So it's, you're getting me for like somebody, one of my students actually broke it down for the number of hours that you're getting me over the period of the 8 weeks. And it's like $25 an hour. Now, if you guys know my work, you know, I charge way, way, way more than that an hour. So it's a bargain. So get in. And if you want to share that with your friends, when you're, if you're, any of your friends sign up, you just send me a little email that, hey, so-and-so signed up for your class, you get a $25 credit with me. And you can use that for anything, Cynthia, which is my classes, for private readings, etc. So I hope that that some of you will get on board. It's going to be a really great and exciting class. And I'm really looking forward to bringing this online. And so the reason I'm doing it is because I have so many clients now, and friends and listeners around the world that I decided to, at their request, to take it online. And so that'll be great. And I look forward to seeing you guys. So this is actually a little bit early for me today. The regular show is at 11, but I have some things to do with my daughter later on today. So I pushed the show up an hour, and I don't have my thoughts together so well at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I'm a total night owl. And this is too early for me. Anyway, some of my thoughts are not that organized. Anyway, hence the anyway is in the, because when I say that, it's because I'm thinking. And I know there are already some people on the line. I love you guys. Oh my goodness. How cool are you? Usually, I don't take show callers until the second half of the show, but we'll see how it goes. I might sneak you guys a little bit earlier today. We'll see. So just be patient if you're on the line. I know I recognize one number, at least from last week, when I could not get my caller things working. Hopefully that's all been resolved. And I'm actually calling into the show from my phone because I haven't been able to get my automatic call-in thing working here either. So crazy that. But I am I'm trying to work on that now also, and to make this a little bit easier for myself, so I'm not on the phone and on the computer, et cetera, et cetera. But that's all tech stuff, which it's not my forte, that's for sure. Oh, so I don't know if you guys can hear that. I'm trying to call in from my computer so I can get off the phone here, because if somebody calls me on the phone, then it's going to, you know, be disruptive. And if I go onto airplane mode, it will cut my phone off. Then I'll lose you guys. Okay, that's not working. So I guess I have to stay on the phone and hope that I don't get any calls this morning that will get in the way. So what does it mean to be psychic or intuitive or an empath? People, I feel a lot of people get really caught up on the word psychic and intuitive and separating them. You know, and there's all kinds of explanations that, you know, an intuitive hit comes from within, but a psychic hit comes from without. I think that they're a little more ambiguous than that. They feel that psychic intuitive really can kind of be one in the same. And I think people often use intuitive when they're talking about psychic. So let's make it easy and put it all together, right? So whether it's an intuitive hit, it's like a hunch, right? When you say, I don't think I better do that today, or I don't think I should go that way to work this morning, or maybe I should buy those tickets right now, whatever, you know. It's not always I shouldn't, because it can also be I should, you know, it'd be a good idea for me to do that now. And so whichever, you know, you use intuitive or psychic, again, I feel like that they can be interchanged. Empath is different than intuitive or psychic, where an empath, although, again, it's kind of the same. Empath is somebody who feels, right? And feeling is a psychic sense. And an empath, if you're empathic, you might be somebody who has trouble going to the shopping mall, especially at holidays, because there's so many people and it's really overwhelming. And, you know, that's because you pick up other people's energies and also things that they feel in their body, et cetera. So that can be difficult for somebody who's empathic. You might be somebody who's standing next to someone in the grocery store and all of a sudden you get a headache and you did not have a headache 2 minutes before that. And then as soon as that person leaves the checkout, your headache goes away. That's because your headache wasn't your headache. It was their headache. Imagine that. And so empaths feel, they feel other people's emotions. They can feel other people's problems, headaches or illness and so forth and things like that. But that, again, really is psychic. It's just a different way of being psychic. So all these titles that separate people into different categories, really, I don't know that they're that necessary. It makes you feel better to call yourself an empath if you're one. Great. Well, because some people are still averse to the word psychic. But guess what? We all have a psychic built in. Every single one of us. Now, your psychic might not be as big as my psychic, but that's because maybe that isn't your life purpose. And that's perfect, because if everybody came in with a life purpose of being psychic, who would fix our cars or build our houses, right? We need all sorts of people of all walks of life with all kinds of qualities and gifts to offer. But being psychic is one of them that can be a lot of fun. You know, it can be not so fun too in the times when you're dealing with really hard subjects with people. But even though it, you know, those times can be difficult dealing with people, helping people who have been through loss, et cetera, or people who are not well, can be really, really difficult. But yet, at the same time, it can be really rewarding when you're able to help them, even in some small, small way. And I didn't always appreciate this gift. I was born with it, and I have a roof mark in the roof of my mouth that looks like a horseshoe and a line also. And in my culture, the first thing that they do, the grandmothers do when the babies are born, is they look in the roof of their mouth. And lo and behold, my older brother and I have the mark in the roof of our mouth. And my other three siblings did not have the mark. So my older brother and I got to hang around with my grandmother a lot. We lived with her at different points. And we got to go to, and I talked about this last week a little bit, we got to go to her teacher's house and her partner in crime, I call it, T. Aldina, who they would do house clearings and things like that. So for me, it was normal growing up knowing that I was psychic, but I didn't really know what that meant. And I know there are a lot of you out there who maybe as kids would see things, see dead people, and be freaked out about it, and your parents didn't know what to do about it. So even now today I work with kids who are psychic and they can see the unseen to the normal eye for adults because, you know, we tend to close those things down when we're when we go to school, we start shutting most of the abilities down that we have for most people because our families don't know what to do with them or how to nurture them. And of course, you know, it's not okay in society, especially for kids, when you say something like when you go up to the teacher and say, "I'm so sorry your dog died," and the teacher didn't say that to the classroom, everybody, all the kids in the class, of course, now think, "Oh my God, this kid is weird," right? And then all of a sudden you have no friends, et cetera. So it can be hard as a kid growing up psychic. And so by the time most kids are 6 or 7, especially by the ages of 8 or 9, they have shut that off because it's too hard. And, you know, it's really sad. I'd like to at some point do a kids program to help kids who are sensitive and psychic and empathic because I feel like it's so important for them to know that they're really okay. And it's, you know, yeah, just they're really okay. And I do work with a handful of kids right now, and I have worked with kids in the past, and again, we'll do a kids show, I think, one day, because I think it would be really, really helpful. So helpful. So what is psychic? I like to sort of break it down into really easy, bite-sized pieces. And one of the ways I describe how you can tune into your own psychic, and this is one of the things that I do teach in class, is that we have 5 physical: touch, taste, smell, hearing, and sight. And we have 5 psychic senses: touch, taste, smell, and sight. But they're a little bit different when they're psychic senses. So when they're psychic senses, you will smell things that aren't really there, like your grandmother's perfume. But grandma's been gone for 13 years. You'll see something out of the corner of your eye. And when you turn your head, there's nothing there. The touch thing is, usually that's when we're getting touched by other people. And again, there's nobody there. And also the touch is really psychometry. So that's when if somebody gives you an object and you hold it in your hand, then you can give a reading just off of the object. That's one way that psychic touch can be used. And hearing and So it's when you're hearing something in your head, but again, there's no one in the room. There's no other sound. That's psychic. And then tasting. I have this colleague who used to get a metallic taste in her mouth anytime she had a client on the table who was very ill that was going to expire soon. And so you might get weird tastes in your mouth. I have friends who taste is one of their things, one of their senses. For me, smelling is the least because I have a sinus thing that I can't smell anything. But the gift that most people want is the gift of sight. They want to see things. And it's the gift when you get it is the gift you want to give back for most psychics. Because seeing means you see it all. So, for example, when I'm doing group work and say there's been a tragic accident or something within a family or even, you know, if an individual comes to me, I will see how the person died. And it's not often all that pretty. So that's one of the hazards that comes with seeing. There's also some really fun things that come with seeing. Like one time I was doing this group and the matriarch of the family was in her early 80s and she had never had a psychic reading before or done anything like a group event. And she was really excited about it. And her husband had been passed away for something like 40 years. And I was, you know, doing reading, going around the room with the group. And then all of a sudden, this man stands next to me and he's holding this brown leather suitcase. It looked like it was, you know, from maybe the 40s. And it was closed with a rope. It was tied together with a rope because it didn't close by itself. And he puts the suitcase on the floor next to me and looks at me and smiles. And so, of course, now when I see, I deliver that now to the group in front of me to see who this man belongs to. And it was hysterical because I said, okay, so I have this guy here and he's got this suitcase and it's tied together. It's brown leather square tied together with a rope. And she blurts out, he's still got that goddamn suitcase. It was the funniest thing. And so seeing can be fun. But it also does come with its hazards, just so you know. So if that's a gift that you are really jonesing to have, just be aware that you will see things maybe that aren't so comfortable. And again, but, you know, it's even though I have that part of it and seeing things that aren't always so pleasant, especially when there's, you know, kids involved and things like that and accidents and so forth, that's really hard to see. But at the same time, I know that the work that I do brings so much help to people that it's sort of like a job hazard. And, you know, so I delivered mail for 26 years carrying a mail bag. Yes, a postal worker because I didn't want to do this work. So Spirit has a hilarious sense of humor. So what do? They get me to deliver messages with the mail. Yep, I sure did that. And anyway, so that has its hazards as well. You know, in the Northeast, we get blizzards. You know what it's like trying to deliver mail, climbing over 3-foot snowbanks because there's so much snow, there's nowhere to put it, or going in the yard and being surprised by the dog. You know, just some of the hazards. And then, of course, there's the physical stuff of beating your body up so much, carrying that heavy mail bag and that sort of thing. So every job has its sort of own hazards. And psychic seeing has its own hazards, too. So when I pause here, I'm just having a little drink of my coffee. I have this, it's not regular coffee. It's called Organo. And it has coffee in it, but this is a super special coffee. It's made with, it also has reishi mushrooms in it. So it's super good for your brain. And reishi mushrooms are good for your whole system as well, actually. And anytime I'm feeling a little under the weather, I kick that up and I add some spores to my daily routine. Well, I take spores every day, when I kick it when I'm feeling under the weather, I take them every hour or so for a period of, you know, maybe 24 hours, and whatever it is I feel like is coming on goes away. It's a beautiful thing. This year has been a big year for me about focusing on my health. So I spent 4 years of doing a lot of personal development work, which is super important when you are working with people in this field. If you are someone who is going to work with the public, even one-on-one readings, if you do tarot readings or anything like that, it's super important to do your personal development work and clear up any stuff that you have. And we all have stuff. If anybody out there is listening and saying, I don't have any stuff, yes, you do. We all do. You know, we get wounded in our families and we think, oh, I'm over that. But being over it and dealing with it are two way different things. I spent 4 years doing, I've spent my lifetime since I started doing personal development work, really when I was about 35. And I've done a lot of it, and I have besides doing the personal development work, I was also doing a lot of certifications and so forth over the years, and I've got certifications the length of my arm in all types of things, whether it's angel healing and double Reiki master and certified full spectrum master healer and all that. But the personal development piece is really important when you are working with people in really any context, but particularly if you're doing psychic work, because people come to you when they have problems, generally. It's not when their life is really good. It's when they're trying to figure things out. And so I've spent for the last 4 years doing a really big piece of personal development work, and it has changed my life. And it's made me a better reader, and it's really helped me to be even clearer than I was. And, you know, I'm sought after for my accuracy, but now I feel like that's even bumped up another level. And when people come to me, typically they don't come to me because they want a full-out psychic reading, although I can do that. People who are attracted to me are attracted to me because they are ready and willing to jump in and do the personal development piece for themselves, and that they're not looking for someone to fix their problems, but they're looking for someone to guide them through them. And that's what I do, really, in my work. I'm more of a guide. I really think it's important for people not to give away their power to anyone, even to me or to any psychic out there. I think it's really important for people to maintain sort of their sovereignty and make choices for themselves and not give their power away to, someone who seems to know more than they do. Really, really super important. So on that note, my guides are telling me, take the caller. Okay, so the first call I'm going to go to is you. I know you were on last week because I wrote down the numbers of people who are on the line because I could not get the calling system to work. And hopefully that is working today. We will find out in 1 second. So caller, when I bring you on, tell me your name and where you're calling from, and then let's chat, and you can tell me why you're calling and what your question is, et cetera. So the area code is 708, and the last four digits are 0941. So let's see if I can figure out how to do this now. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, who's this, please?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay calling from Canada. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. I know you called in last week, and I couldn't figure out the dashboard how to make it work. It was actually a glitch in the thing, but I had to call Blog Talk, and we got it all set out. So, Jay from Canada, what part of Canada are you in?
I'm actually in Western Canada.
Oh, Western Canada. Okay, because I will actually be in Eastern Canada at the end of January. But that's a long trip.
Yeah, that's a long trip. Where whereabouts in Eastern Canada? Toronto area?
Yeah, I'll be in Toronto, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing an event at Vitality MD. I believe it's January 23rd and 24th. Let me just look at my calendar here. Yeah, January 23rd, 24th, and 25th at Vitality MD in Toronto. I will be there with Sandy, my friend Sandy Raby, who does intention beads. So the two of us are going to be doing readings. I'm going to do a gallery event one night, and maybe some classes. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then the facility is a beautiful. If you go online, you can see all the pictures. Absolutely gorgeous spa type setting. So while people are there, they can get a massage and do all that fun stuff too at the same time. So anyway. Yeah, it'll be a rest and relaxation, for people who come for sure, and a lot of fun with me and Sandy. So, Jay, how can I help you? And thank you for your patience, because, like I said, I knew you were on last week.
Well, no problem. I was just listening to your show. You said Spirit wanted you to take this call. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, my guys were like, take the call.
I don't know what it was about. So,
my guys are funny. They'll talk in my head and they'll be like, "All right, do this, do that. All right, take the call now. Don't wait, take it now." Because sometimes, just because I'm blabbing too much or whatever, that I have a team of guides who have some of them have real sense of humor, and so they're a lot of fun to work with, and we'll do a show on guides too one day, because that's a whole topic in itself. But in my class coming up, people will meet some of their guides and start to work with some of their spirit guides.
Okay, like how much is your course again? I heard it just briefly.
Oh yeah, it's super inexpensive. It's $197 for 8 weeks. So I'll be teaching 7 of those 8 weeks. We'll take a 1 week break, and it's one of my students broke down the price per hour, and she's like, "Oh my God, it's like $25 an hour. Do you know how cheap that is?" I said, "I know, but you guys are going to sort of help me formulate the course so that when I offer it next year, it's going to be full price." And, the kinks will have been worked out. So I do that the first time I offer a course online. And sometimes even locally, I'll do it at a really cheap price because, you guys are kind of like the test subject to say, oh, this material works. Oh, no, that material doesn't work.
And how much is full price?
Full price for that course, I think, is going to be around $897.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a really great offer.
Yeah.
You've got to promote it more.
Yeah. Well, it's all over Facebook. And so, if you haven't liked my Facebook page, go like my Facebook page and then share it with your friends. And I offer referral bonuses if any of your friends sign up either for the class or even if they sign up to do a reading with me or any of my services. I give a $25 referral bonus, and people can build up as many referral bonus credits as they want with me. Mm-hmm. So I have people who, they build up enough to get a free class or free readings, and, that's really the best advertising is word of mouth. But I do have ads on Facebook right now and what do you call it, Twitter and all that. But thank you. I am looking for a social media person, though. So, Jay, how can I help you today? Oops, sorry.
Hey, I just wanted in regard to your show topic, is interesting because I've had a number of experiences maybe I can share with you briefly, is that one time is that there was a race car driver, and he was a world-famous race car driver, and I was really following him closely. And back in 1994, he was driving in a race in Italy, and I decided to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I watched him on television actually have an accident pass away on that track. There's another race car driver where I just was sleeping and I woke up and I said I had to go watch the TV, and I watched it and the race car passed on. And then around 6 o'clock on 9/11 is that I woke up, and as soon as I turned on TV set, the plane crashed into the World Trade Center. And another one was I used to go to a sweat lodge, and the person actually committed suicide. But when I went to the funeral, I heard a song in my head, and I told the person about the song, the wife, widow, and she remembers it was one of their favorite songs they had a long time ago. So it was interesting. And now I'm hearing voices in some way now, but it was just words of the mother passed on in April. And I heard JJ before she passed on. And then I heard a Dolly Parton song. And here we go again, or here we come again. And then I heard like water in my dream, like a splash of water. I heard like water and then splash right away. And that was really interesting. So it's just hearing that.
So it seems to me like you have the ability and the gift of mediumship. And so every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium. So they go hand in hand, but they don't always come, you don't always get both of them. So that's really neat, because mediumship is really a skill that can help people in a big way, because with mediumship, you know, you're dealing with people who have grief, right? And not only that, but no matter how many thousands of people that I have read for at this point, no matter how much a person has done for their loved one before they've passed, they never think they've done enough. And the person on the other side never feels that way. They always say, oh my God, you did so much, or oh my God, you did what you could do. You were on the other coast, or, you know, whatever it was. But I've never, in all the years of talking to dead people, and I channeled my first message at 19, has anybody ever come back and say, you were rotten and you could have done more, and, you know, that sort of thing. So so that's really exciting and really interesting. And so when you say now you're hearing voices talking in your head, is that the piece about, you know, get up and watch TV, or are you getting it more things now, like in your waking hours and so forth?
Well, it's interesting. I don't hear all the time. I just have this, maybe a song would come into my head, or, but doing like what I told you when I was woke up to watch those people pass on and the World Trade Center thing, the 9/11 thing, is that I just woke up. I didn't go like, oh, gee, I have to wake up. And just recently, one thing is that the people I'm meeting now, sometimes they're thinking of me, and I respond sometimes maybe a day later, and they're said, oh, yeah, I was just thinking about you. One person just responded to me on email, says, yeah, I was just thinking about you the other day. So I sent that person an email. I just don't go like, thinking that person's thinking of me. I just go and do it.
Right. So that's called tuned in and tapped in and tuned in, turned on, right? Tapped in and turned on. And so what's happening is it's like cell phones. How do they work?
Yeah.
Well, we know that there's cell phone towers out there, but there's no lines that we see visibly connecting them. Somehow, you know, the message is broadcast and it hit the tower and the next tower, and you can call from here to Japan or, you know, Italy or wherever, or anywhere in the, you know, anywhere in the world practically now. And yet, but you never see the, you never see the, how it happens actually, right? So psychic is the same. The information is out there, just like the cellular service. And it's mm-hmm. like the information is on the World Wide Web. And when you can learn to really hone your skills and tap into that web, then you can get the messages more consistently. But what you're doing, you are tapped in. And so your friend thinks about you. It sends the signal out like a homing beacon. You pick up the signal and go, oh, I think I'll call so-and-so or email so-and-so. And, oh, mm-hmm. I was just thinking about you. Well, yes, because you're tapped in. You're turned on and tapped in, and you got the message. And same, and you know, and I think the cell phone is a perfect sort of way for people to understand the concept. Psychic isn't that difficult. We make it difficult because of our, you know, limited thinking. And so the cell phone gives people sort of an idea, oh, can it be that easy? Yes, it can be that easy. Now, it's easier for certain profiles and in the profiling system. It's, you know, sort of, it can, whether you use the Enneagram or there's all kinds of profiling systems out there. But the one that I'm trained in is the life purpose profiles. And creative idealists are always tuned in. And they don't even realize it because it's so natural for them that they get downloads all the time. And they're like, I'm not psychic. What are you talking about? I'm psychic. It's really funny, you know, when you try to explain being psychic to a creative idealist. And charismatic leaders are always psychic because I'm a charismatic leader, primary and team player, secondary. And charismatic leaders are always psychic because we're the ones who sort of are the protectors in a sense of the world, right? The charismatic leaders are the ones who jump into, you know, go into the military or they jump into causes and things like that. Knowledgeable achievers can jump into the military too if it feels that it's appropriate for them to do that. It's a big word for knowledgeable achievers, appropriateness. You feel like you have a lot of emotional intelligence specialists. So do you do better with one-on-one with people?
Oh,
one-on-one,
yes,
rather
do, yeah.
than, yeah. And because I can feel and see that you're really soft and that, you know, you make sort of like a really great counselor or therapist. What do you do for work?
Right now, I'm just a service technician.
Not just. Okay.
Pardon?
Not just. Right? Every job that there is out there is an important job in some way. Right? So just know that you're helping people in what you're doing as a service technician, right? Look, I mean,
okay.
I just delivered mail for 26 years. Right? But I wasn't just out there delivering mail, right? I was having relationships with the people that I delivered mail to, you know?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So that's the key, okay? So it's interesting because my guides were saying, pull a card for him. And the card that I pulled out of Colette Baron-Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck is be here now, but it's in protection. So when it's in the protection mode, it's a reminder to say, hey, are you living in the past? Are you thinking about the future? Are you not being present in the moment, right? Are you longing for the good old days of the past? Or are you jumping too far ahead about the what ifs? And, you know, it's good to set goals and things like that and to have things that inspire you in the future.
Right.
But you create those things in the present moment, not in the future and not in the past. So this card is a reminder to be really present. Do you meditate?
Well, not now. I'm doing yoga right now. I used to meditate a while back.
Okay. So is there something, a particular subject that is sort of coming up for you or is highlighted for you right now that has you living in the past or moving too far in the present? I keep wanting to go to the past.
Well, definitely it would be something new with my mother and things like that I haven't resolved, but she passed on, so I have to talk to
right.
the world. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I feel like, you know, that you guys had a good relationship here on the earth plane. Did you care for her while she was she sick?
No, I did not. I was actually not there. There's some family dynamic issues that were really present that I was really angry about. So, yeah.
Okay. Because she's talking about the care when she was sick, and you have a sister.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, and was the sister was the one who was there caring for her?
Much as she could, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because she's telling me that, she's telling me that it was your sister who was there, et cetera, et cetera. And and your dad, is he on the other side also?
No, he's still living.
Okay. And they were they still together when she passed? She's talking about your dad.
Well, no, because they were divorced a long time ago.
A long time ago. Okay. So, because it's interesting because what she's saying is she's never left him, is what she's saying. So even if they were divorced, she still really had a lot of caring feelings about him. She says that she still really loved him, even through the difficulty. She said she never really left him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And so is there anything, you know, it's interesting because she's sort of like going in and out, like the old TVs where you'd lose the station when it would go to static, you know?
Yeah.
And that could be, you know, there's always a number of reasons for that. It could be that she's already regrouped and doing something else or that she hasn't quite settled there on the other side yet. Did she have something wrong with her leg, one of her legs?
No, she had something wrong with her own. Well, she did actually have a long time ago because she had a knee, something wrong with her knee. She got a knee operation a long time ago.
Okay, because she's talking about her leg hurting and, so she's really kind of funny in a sense, but she's a little disjointed, and I'm not sure because this is too early for me, or you know, if she was that way in life. So I feel like that she was an intelligent woman. She showed me a woman that it almost looks like she's from like the 30s or 40s. So this could be her mother. I see like the house coat or like the, you know, the dress. Where it would be common for women to wear that kind of dress in the 30s or 40s.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like somebody that would go out of the house to go to work. It was somebody that was a homemaker is what she's showing me. And does that make sense to you? So this would be your grandmother, her mother.
Yeah, her grandmother, yeah. She does what she did.
Yeah, okay. And you know, and I see her like kneading dough for bread and things like that. But her hair was always, her hair was always very neat.
Yeah, okay.
Because she was very particular about her hair being neat. And so that's really cute. And because you won't find that with me. But her hair was always very neat. And she, like I said, she's showing me that, like, she would make the bread and things like that and so forth. And so know that your grandmother is here with you as well. And, you know, they've come in to check on you, see how you're doing. And your grandmother actually comes through really quite strongly. Were you too close? Oh, she's shown me when you were little.
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm looking at the age of maybe 3 or 4, you know, where I feel like that you guys were really close when you were young. And then maybe not so much when you were older in the teens and 20s. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, one of your guides popped in right early on in the conversation, and he said his name is Antonio. So, now Antonio wasn't one of those race car drivers, was it? One of the names of the race car drivers? I'm curious.
His name was Ayrton Senna. Ayrton Senna.
Ayrton Senna, okay.
Aaron.
Okay. Ayrton. Oh, I would have never gotten that. Okay. And so, but one of your guys, like I said, popped in right early on. His name is Antonio, and he's got a little bit of a flair. I want to say that he's probably Italian, he likes good wine and music, he says. So you want to, it's really good to, like, know who your guides are and start working with them. And I test my guides incessantly to make sure that they are who they say they are, because, you know, it's like getting to know a person in this world. You have to really sort of I can't think of what a good word is, but you have to, like, make sure that they're a person that you want to spend your time with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
the same thing with a spirit guide. So, you know, I ask them lots of questions, and if they get annoyed or if they seem like they're too good to be true, they're probably not of the light. And we'll talk about all those things in class for sure. So you start sort of talking to Antonio and quizzing him and, you know, what are you here for and so forth. Do you do oracle cards at all? Use oracle cards or tarot?
Yeah, I do, actually. I have a whole bunch of decks. I have a lot of decks, actually.
Okay. So one thing that you can do, I really, really like Colette Baron-Reed's decks particularly. And you know, I know there are a lot of good decks out there, but she's really well studied in divination tools, and her decks are really super accurate. But you know, you can use another deck if you're comfortable with. But one of the ways that you can test your guides or start finding out what are they here for, how do they help you, is using oracle cards. You know, and you can say, okay, Antonio, so you make an appointment with them and say, all right, I'm going to sit down at, 2 o'clock on Sunday or whatever. We're going to have a little chat. And show up, please. And then, because, you know, it's good to be respectful of our spirit guides, too. We can't just say, show up now, unless it's an emergency. And then, and then you can use the oracle cards to find out, you know, what their purpose is in helping you. And you can ask all kinds of questions. So I have a council that I have a whole list of questions that I ask when guides come in and say, okay, so here's the list of questions. How do you help me? You know, what are you here for? There's a whole sheet that I have. And we'll probably be doing some of that in class too. I always overplan, so I can never get through all the material. but anyway, so you can start playing with Antonio and you know, start using oracle cards and asking him questions, okay? And then write it down and then go back and ask the same questions again and see if you get a similar response, because even if you don't get the same card, you can get a card that means, you know, the same thing in general, basically, right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And if you don't have any Colette's decks, you can try them out on her website. She's got them on there for free, ColetteMarie.com. And you can just go to one of her Oracle decks and pick the cards there.
Yes, yeah, online there.
Yeah. So, Jay, we're just about out of time here. So I want to thank you so much for calling in, and thank you again for your patience last week and calling back in this week.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate it. And I hope to work with you in the future and talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much. Take care.
You're so welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, you too. Okay, guys. So here we are. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's like 11 o'clock. So there's another call that's been on for the whole show. I'm going to take you really quickly. And and we only have like 3 minutes. So caller 646, last four digits, 0073. Hi, caller.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, good. Who's this, please?
This is Felicia.
I'm sorry. I'm having
Felicia?
A hard time hearing you.
It's Felicia.
Felicia?
Yes.
Felicia. Okay, great. Thanks, Felicia. How are you today, Felicia?
I'm doing good.
Great, great. Thank you so much for your patience. Appreciate it. So we only have like 3 minutes. So how can I help you in those few minutes?
Okay, so right now I'm going to be going back to school. And I would like to know, what do you see as far as in terms of my love life? I'm extremely picky. So... I'm very, very picky about, you know, what type of guy that I like. So I do like find out what I'm looking for in a person, and I'm not meeting it, but I'm not looking for it right now.
I'm sorry, I'm having a really super hard time hearing you. Are you on speaker?
Yeah. Oh, let me take you. I do apologize. Okay.
That's
yes,
okay.
I was on speaker. Okay, so what I was asking is that I'm currently in single. And right now I'm just focusing on me because I'm going back to school. But what do you pick up on my love life in the future?
Okay, so that's a huge question. Way more than 2 minute questions. But going, we have 90 seconds. I just heard in my ear. So going back to school is actually a really positive thing for you. And they're talking about math or numbers or something. What are you going back to school for?
I'm going back to study management.
To management?
Yes, to study management, yes.
Okay. And do you like numbers? Because they're showing me a lot of numbers.
Yeah, definitely, yes. I love numbers.
Okay, great. And they're actually talking about numerology. That's what they're saying. So you might want to think about as a side thing, studying some numerology. And I think that's going to be really super helpful for you. As far as the guy goes, they're showing me the number 47. Are you at that age now?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're showing me 47 things are a turning point for you where your life starts to really turn around. And then they're showing by 52, your life is very different. So you've got this. All right. I just have to say goodbye to everybody. Hold on. Stay on the line. Everybody, this is Cynthia Fontaine. Check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Follow me on Facebook. I love you all so very much. Okay, recording. All right, I'm off the air.
Oh, great.
So we can still chat, but this will still be on the recording once it airs, just so you're aware. So what I'm seeing is everything right now for you is sort of in flotation. It's sort of in free movement. And then it looks like while you're focusing on working on yourself, that's when new opportunities come in and become available to you because it's going to come from someplace unexpected is what they're saying. And
Ooh,
what
okay.
do you do now? Yeah, what do you do now?
Well, right now I do customer service, but I'm going to start looking for a new job after the year.
Okay. And this is with the same company?
Yeah, it's the same company, but I have a background in corporate and finance. So.
Okay, great. And I feel like that, you know, the switch is going to be interesting for you. And I think just in the switch itself, you're going to be dealing with and working with new people. I feel like that it does come with a little bit more money, but does it also come with more responsibility? Like, will you be managing people or something?
I don't know. Could be. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay. You'll either be managing or you'll be working. I feel like you'll be working closely with other people. One particular person, they're showing me one particular person. But I feel like that you'll be working with other people. But they're highlighting one particular person, and I feel like that you'll be. I don't feel like that they'll be grooming you. I feel like that it'll either be a mutual sort of. Level of working, or you'll be grooming them. They'll be a little bit under you.
Okay.
Okay. And it does look like it's a male. Looks like he has dark hair. I don't want to say that it would be the romantic part of your life. But I feel like that you will be working with the man who, there's going to be some kind of important work with the two of you guys that you do together. I don't know what that is right now, but so just be open to that and really, you know, think about the numerology thing, right? There's I love Tanya Gabrielle. And she does a weekly forecast, and she's got programs that you can buy. They're a little bit pricey, but, you know, really not for what the content that you get and everything. I'm not a numbers person, and so numerology is more difficult for me. But I really love her stuff, and I love Glynis McCants also. So, so check them out, and it would be I feel like you need some fun in your life.
I do, because I work overnight, so I need more fun. I need to have more fun. I see it right now. I do.
Yeah. And so for you, like, numbers feel like it's fun and it's exciting. And when you do anything in your life that is fun, that you're interested in, right? It raises your vibration. And when you meet a partner, you want to have a good vibration, right? Because you're going to attract to you somebody who can resonate with your vibration. So one thing that a lot of women have a problem with or trouble with is they're in a relationship that might be okay, or you know, it might be in a little bit murky water, and then they go do something like they get their Reiki master certificate, and then all of a sudden they're getting divorced because they've changed their frequency, they've changed the level that they vibrate at, because we're made like of electrical currents, and we have our cells are all made of light, and everything has a frequency. And what happens when you do things like you go to healer school, or you get your Reiki master, or you become a massage therapist, or any kind of a healing arts, your vibration then, or you start meditating regularly, your vibration changes, and then your partner's vibration isn't on the same level as yours anymore. And sometimes sometimes it can work out where either the partner can get involved somehow in getting their vibration higher, or you dumb down and lower your vibration to meet the partner. But it's really, really common for women who get into the healing arts to then be getting divorced not so long after that.
Okay, I don't want to get a divorce.
Yeah, well, and again, I'm not saying that forever. Not happens with everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it does often happen. And again, not for everybody. And you know, and I have seen couples who have gone through the difficulty of that, and they've worked it all out, and it turned out to be better than ever. And then the other partner, you know, oftentimes will get into some kind of something, you know, whether it's they start meditating or taking classes, and they find some interest in, you know, sort of the unseen world, and you know, the scientific things of ends of it sometimes for men, because you know, a lot of men think more scientifically, and they want to know, they want to see proof, et cetera. And you know, we've got some great people out there on the scene right now, like Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and there's all kinds of great science, you know, advancements with brain mapping and things like that. And you know, sometimes it's easier for men to sort of get interested in that way. But no, I felt like with your husband, you know, I feel like it's a good relationship, and that you're very, very kind is what they keep saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that you're somebody who really takes care of your husband. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's so sweet, you know, because women in society in general, like in the last 30 or 40 years, we've become so independent. We don't always appreciate or, you know, dote on our men like they would really like to be doted on. But I feel like for you, it's a, we've really emasculated men, but for you, it feels really sweet. And I don't feel like that it comes from a place of it's just really sweet. You know, I'm not feeling resentment or he takes so much of my time or anything like that. I feel like it's just this really sweet place. You've got a sweet place in your heart, and a sweet place in your heart for him. Does that make sense for you?
Oh yes, it does. Definitely yes.
Yeah. That's really, really nice to see. And is he, how is he old? Is he a couple years older than you?
Could be. We haven't met yet. But I do think of his interview designs.
Oh my God, this is so funny. So they keep telling me 52.
Oh, nice.
52. Yeah, they keep telling me 52. So I'm not sure if he's a little bit older. I don't feel like that you're going to meet him when he's 52. I feel like he's going to be 52, and he's going to be you're such a caring person. It's going to be this really, really sweet relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just want to make sure that you don't lose yourself in that. In your relationship, where you give so much that you then become burnt out, you know.
Yeah, I don't want that. No,
and
I wouldn't feel right.
No. Yeah, no, definitely not. And they're talking about your previous relationships now. And were you married once already?
No, I actually have been single for several years now, maybe for at least 15 years. That was when, back in the 30s, but nah.
Okay, so you haven't had a marriage yet.
No.
Okay, because they're talking about one marriage, so this would be the marriage coming then.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm seeing one marriage on your chart. So you can, you know, expect that, you know, to have that in your life. You know, I do see one marriage, and again, it feels like it's going to be a really sweet relationship. And it looks like that. There may be some traveling involved a little bit, and so you do, again, you have that to look forward to. But and again, so they say one marriage. So if you haven't had it, then you'd get one. It looks like you have one in this lifetime. I'm not seeing any more than one on your chart, so that's really interesting.
Cool.
Because, you know, often people, well, people often will have two or three, you know. But they're saying, nope, one.
Okay.
One. All right, so I'm going to, oh, it's 11:11, make a wish. That's the gateway to the other side. The doors are opened. Okay, so I'm going to pick a card for you, and let's see, what can Spirit tell you about your future, about your relationship?
Okay.
Oh, well. All right. So tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. And do you want top, bottom, or middle?
Top, bottom, or middle. Let's see. Let's go with the bottom.
Oh, risk taker. Buy the book upside down in protection. So what this means, this relationship is not going to follow the normal rules, okay? It's going to, because it's going to look very different than any of your other relationships in the past, right? So really, really interesting. So expect that it's gonna be best because it's different, okay?
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not gonna follow the rules of the norm, and it's gonna be different. And so be open to even doing something different as far as how you meet people and so forth. Where do you go? I mean, go to football games or baseball games. Great places to meet guys.
Oh yes,
you gotta go where the men are, right?
Okay, all right. Yes,
and of course there's online too. I have several friends who met their spouses online, and So be open to that also. And and another card fell out of the deck also while I was shuffling, and it's fork in the road in protection. So it's talking about a choice point in your life, right? And choices that you need to make right now to change your circumstances for bettering your circumstances. And so when this card comes up, it's really important that you make the choices rather than letting the choices be made for you.
Okay. All right. That's important to me. Yes.
Yes. And make them from the heart.
Okay.
Yeah, and a good question that you want to ask around this is, who do I need to become?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to believe? And what do I need to believe in order to live a life of prosperity?
Okay. All right.
So really think about those questions and really know that when you're at a fork in the road, it's time for you to make a choice, right? Okay. All right. All right, Felicia. I hope that helped. I have to run.
Okay.
And thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
All right.
Have a great
definitely
day.
Definitely follow back up on your show. Thank you so much, and have a great week. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. That was a great week.
Bye.
I love it. It's the best. Okay.
Oh. Oh. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Cynthia Fontaine. How are you today?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can. We're off the air, but I figured you've been waiting a long time, so I thought I'd chat with you for a few minutes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I was hoping. I was enjoying
your
show, and I'm like, oh, my God. That's That's a miracle.
Oh, thank you. What's your name, honey?
Oh, Sheila.
Sheila, where are you from, Sheila?
Florida.
Florida. Great. What part of Florida?
North Florida.
Oh, okay. Great. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. So Sheila, how can I help you today?
Well, I'm having problems sleeping, and I was hoping you could help me with that. Sometimes I do receive messages. Sometimes they're accurate, sometimes they're not.
Okay.
So I don't understand what's going on.
Okay. And tell me a little about the sleeping. How long has it been going on for?
For years.
Okay.
I haven't been able to sleep at all. I mean, I'd be lucky to get like 4 hours sleep.
Okay. And is it easier for you to sleep towards the morning hours or, okay. So that's what I was suspecting.
And then sometimes I get messages there and numbers, and I don't know what all of it means.
Right. So when you are psychic, I find it's often hard for people who are really psychic to sleep before you can sleep before midnight. Sometimes you can catch a couple hours before midnight, but then it's hard to get sleep between, say, midnight and 3 a.m. And
that's when I wake up.
And right. And then you get into a big sleep like after 4 a.m. and it seems exactly right. Yeah. I totally relate to that because that's happened to me, and I've been an insomniac for years. And even when I was a kid, I couldn't sleep at night. And it wasn't until the wee hours of the morning when I could actually.
I don't know how you function.
Well,
and by the way, we both have something in common. We both work for the government.
I used to have to get up at 5 o'clock to be at work. It was terrible, and I did not function that. Yeah, it was. I don't know how I did it for 26 years. I did it because I had to, I think. But I delivered mail to a church there was a church on my route. One day, the deacon turned to me and said, "You have to get something to sleep." And I said, "Oh my God, is it that bad?" And she said, "Yes."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was bad. So
I even take something for it, but then it doesn't really. It just makes me more drowsy. You know, in the morning.
I tried it all, and it didn't work for me. So what I have found does work for me is I made a meditation playlist. And
okay.
I turn the meditation playlist on when I go to bed, and I sleep through the night. If I haven't turned the meditation playlist on, I will wake up 100% guaranteed. I'll wake up. Then I'll be like, oh, turn the meditation track on. Then I turn the meditation track on, and then I sleep like a baby. And I'm
and I hear and my hearing is very sharp too, you know, like I hear or anything wakes me up.
Right. So a meditation, playing a meditation track, really quietly might be a good thing for you. So find some meditations that you like. And I love Colette Baron-Reed's got a whole bunch of meditation apps. I really like her stuff. I like David. Colette Baron Reed. She's on Hay House Radio.
Oh, okay.
I really like David G. I like Deepak Chopra. He's got a soothing voice. So find somebody who's really soothing, or you can even find meditation music that doesn't have a voice with it. For me, the voice doesn't it you know, that doesn't keep me awake. It actually helps me sleep, maybe because it quiets the voices in my head.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. So that
so you,
can really
okay,
help.
I'm glad you're understanding where I'm coming from.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally. And I do a lot of astral traveling, and I do a lot of work at night when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
So it, yeah, so that, you know, I would wake up totally exhausted. So the meditations help, and then you can put a Himalayan salt lamp. You put that in your room. If the light bothers
okay.
you, you know, you turn it all the way down. And I just put a pillow. I put like a pillow up next to it so the light doesn't bother me. But you don't
okay.
want to put the pillow on it because the salt will eat the fabric.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have a
okay.
Himalayan. Yeah, so I have a Himalayan salt lamp in my room. And you can also, one thing that helps to keep sort of the spirits away at night is if you have a little water fountain in your room, that can help.
Oh my God,
and
somebody gave me one.
So somebody
oh, that's amazing.
It. Yeah, so
huh?
put the little,
yeah.
yeah, so somebody knew you needed it.
Yeah.
So for some
oh
for some reason it's the running water, so you want to get that set up, and then I also have a couple of crystals. I don't like a lot of crystals in the bedroom because they can actually be too active and they can disrupt your
yes,
sleep.
Yes, that's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, but one of the crystals that I really like to have in the bedroom is called Numite.
Okay, how do you spell that?
And N-U-M-I-T-E.
Okay.
I really like to have Numite in the bedroom because it's really a really good protecting crystal.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so I like to have that in the bedroom. Or another good one, too, is black hematite.
Hematite,
yeah.
Okay.
You don't need both of them. One or the other is fine.
Okay.
And then if you have dreams that you don't want to remember, smoky quartz.
Okay.
Because the dreams will be recorded in the quartz crystal.
And
do you know how to clear crystals?
I usually like put sea salt and running water to clean them.
Great, perfect, fine,
okay.
fine. Yep, perfect. Because you want to clear any crystals before you bring them in, clear them, and then you
right.
can use them, program them, and then use them.
Exactly, that's what I do.
Yeah, yeah, very
mm-hmm.
good. Good, good, good. Okay, great. So I'm way over in time, but again, I know you were holding for a long time, so I wanted to check in with you, say hi, see if there was a way that I could be of assistance for you. Yeah, you're welcome. So, but this is
this
recorded.
Helps a lot.
Oh, good, good.
Okay.
I'm glad. Yeah. So, I'm glad that it helps, and keep doing doing what you're doing, but add those things to help you sleep, and that should do the trick for you.
Oh, thank you, because I really need it. I feel so sleep deprived.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel in sync when I'm not, don't get enough sleep.
Right. And like I said, I've done it all. I did the Ambien. I did the Lunesta. I did it all. And
me too.
None of it. Yeah, and it just makes you feel clouded, in your head and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's not was not a good option for me. But playing the do you have
okay.
like iTunes or something?
Do I have?
Do you have a way to make? You have iTunes or something? A way to make a playlist?
No, but I'll look into it. I definitely
okay.
will.
All right. Or
mm-hmm.
you can just down you can buy you can download buy meditation apps or whatever, and like I said, I just put them on repeat so they just keep playing.
Mhm. Well, I was I run out of data a lot because the the phone company. I'm you know, with my cell phone, so I'll probably be buying some
tapes.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Do you take payment plans for your classes?
We can set up payment plans, yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'm sorry to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
No, that's okay. I was going to say that you can find good meditation CDs and stuff out there. They're harder to find, but if you have iTunes, does that use your data? Do you have internet connection?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have it on the phone?
I don't have it in the house.
Okay.
I have it on the phone. Right. That's why it eats up a lot of data. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. So, so then, whatever way works best for you, but, you'll be able to find a lot of good, meditations out there.
Okay. Do you see it getting better for me? So I can sleep.
Yeah. I feel like that, if you implement those things, if you, put the fountain, do the salt lamp, and again, in your room make sure your room is soothing, so there's not a lot of stuff in there. You know, as far as like I never have a TV in the bedroom.
Right.
And if you have,
I agree with
if
that.
You have,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you have books, don't have a lot of
mm-hmm.
books next to the bed, because it actually makes your mind keep busy.
My room is full of books.
yeah. So
I'm gonna clear it out today.
yeah. So you want, if you're reading one book and it helps you to sleep by reading, then just have the one book in the bedroom. Don't have a lot of books in the bedroom.
Okay.
No, so you really want your room to be like a sanctuary.
Okay.
And those things will all help.
Oh, great. Thank you. I really appreciate it, because it's been it's been kind of rough.
Yeah,
I just got one of my classes.
I understand. I understand, because it I've been plagued with that problem for years, and those are the things that have really, really helped me.
Thank you, because I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of messages that I receive, and it's like, I can't sleep.
Yeah. Well, and you want to sort of also train yourself to, and your guides to give you those messages when you're awake, because we get them when we're sleeping. We don't remember them for the most part, right?
Right.
So you want to say, okay, so you make an appointment with them, like I was saying to Jay.
Another time,
earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you say, okay, I'm going to meditate at 9:45 every morning. And if people have the idea that you have to meditate for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes, if you have a really good meditation that's 3 minutes long, it's better than a really crappy meditation that's 30 minutes long.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. So... But consistency is the key, right? Because when your guides know you're going to sit down every day at a certain time, you've made an appointment, they're going to show up.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like writing for you is a big thing. Do you journal?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Someone told me that I should write a children's book. I'm trying to work on
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I feel like writing
is so
a
funny.
Really important
it's like,
thing for you.
Yeah, and I never thought I could be a good writer, but you know, when I do start writing it at night, it's like someone
mm-hmm.
else takes over. Like I get all these ideas, especially because I love art, and I get all these ideas,
mm-hmm.
Coming through my head.
So that's
amazing. So. I'm really impressed how you tapped into that. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm starting to. Right. Yes, I am.
Good, 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 because you really are meant to write. And
I really
and
am what?
It does, you are really meant to write. And
what's that mean?
You know, just you're meant to be a writer. You're meant to write.
Oh, okay, I got it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah. So, and are you left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, so I don't know why, but mm-hmm. I feel like that they either want you to draw with your left hand, or they're showing me chalk. I don't know why they're showing me chalk, but
talk, maybe sign language, I don't know.
Chalk like kids chalk.
Oh, kids chalk.
You know, like,
okay, draw with.
Yeah, like
okay.
Kids chalk. Yeah, they're showing me like kids chalk, like, and I don't know, and maybe oh. Maybe some of the illustrations are chalk for the book. I don't know, but they're showing me like
oh,
kids chalk.
You know what? I've been wanting to draw the illustrations, but I don't.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because I don't feel comfortable drawing with my left hand. I'm such a righty.
Well, right. What happens when you use your left hand? Is it taps a different side of your brain, and it's actually one way that you can get messages that
it comes through when you're using the
other hand.
Oh, it comes through spirit. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
that makes sense. Yeah, because you receive through the left.
Right.
Through the left side.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So anyway, they're showing me like
interesting.
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah. So keep at it, and I think that you're gonna be able to start getting more sleep. Don't beat yourself up about when you can't sleep. Instead, just remember to throw a meditation on, and then sort of before you go to bed. Have quiet activities. Don't spend a lot of time on the internet or watch the news and things like that. That'll help also.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Wow.
You helped
me out a lot.
All right.
It makes you feel like you're going out of your mind, you know?
I do know. Trust me. Yes. I sure do. Yeah, and you can't be clear if you're not well rested.
Right.
You know,
I'm happier when I'm well rested and think better.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that's helped me also is I started taking a CBD oil in July because working outside.
Does that really work?
And it does. And sleep is one of the things. Yeah, sleep is one of the things that it actually helps with. It helps with brain fog. Now, there are a lot of brands out there. I did a lot of research before I decided on a brand. You have to really, do your research. But the brand that I use is called True Hemp. And it's all hemp oil. There's no olive oil in it. And it has three strains.
H-E-M?
True Hemp. T-R-U.
Okay.
H-E-M-P.
Okay, got it.
And then I think there's a link on my Facebook page for it. I have to look at my website. There might be a link on my website, but if there's not, there'll be one up there within this week because my website's being worked on. So that can help as well, and it can help with a whole number of things. If you have any joint pain or things like that, it can help as well. Because like I have fibromyalgia and I've got arthritis.
Oh my
and,
god!
Yeah,
I have arthritis too.
Yeah, well, it's been a miracle for me because. Before I started taking it, I couldn't get out of bed and stand straight up. I had to hold on to furniture to I had to hold on to the furniture to walk to the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you delivered mail? Oh, wow.
I delivered mail for 26 years. It was hard. And
hard.
I lived on Pink Hill. Yep. And so I hadn't had a pain-free day in my body in over 20 years until I started taking the shrimp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
that was hard.
Yeah, yeah. It was really hard. It was. But, you know, that's because I'm a knucklehead and I didn't want to do this work, so Spirit decided I was going to deliver messages one way or another.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my God.
Isn't that fun?
Well, I was told
Spirit.
I was born with it, but I didn't have anyone to, like, help me develop it because the people in my family that knew about it, they passed. So I was kind of left out in the open.
Right. Yeah, and so, like, with my grandmother, so she didn't teach me how to develop it, but what my big gift from her was that she taught me that there's this unseen world and a love for spirit. She wasn't religious, but she was very spiritual, and she had shrines all around the house. And
wow.
she had a faith like nobody I knew. And that was that was my first training, right? Was that there's something else out there besides us. And,
right.
you know, and that, so it was comfortable for me to, you know, have this relationship with, I was brought up Catholic, you know, with the Catholic saints and so forth. Yeah. But no, it wasn't a bad thing for me.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, it really wasn't. Because I didn't see the religion the way a lot of people see the religion. I saw the beauty in, you know, the saints in the religion, and I had a love for Mary Magdalene that you know, people are just we're just unearthing that, you know, who
she
really was.
I saw her one time.
Right.
I saw her one
time.
Did
you?
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
There were a lot of angels around there when I saw her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was really beautiful.
So they want you to know that you have the gift of angels too. Yeah, and that you're really, you really help people through your voice, right? And so I feel like that you're kind to people, and that you really, you know, can give some good, sensible advice. Does that make sense?
Oh my God, that is dead on. Oh my goodness, that's true. You know, even if it's so funny because, like, I'll be giving people advice, and then there'll be nobody around. All of a sudden, I have a crowd of people listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That
and
happens to me a lot.
Right, and that's your gift, right, is to help people through your voice. Is to help people through your voice. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's a lot I don't know, so I haven't tapped in yet. So
that's
amazing.
Okay,
you
know, because... Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, that's okay because you learn, you know, as you go along, right? I didn't know everything that I know now 20 years ago, you know.
Wow.
And I've had a lot of great teachers, and I've been really blessed. And so Louise Hay, I don't know if you know Louise Hay or ever heard of her.
Yeah, I have her books.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, Louise Hay says when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I have found that.
Yeah, I heard that before,
life.
Too.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So, I am
ready.
So I have found that to be true in my life. Yeah. So if you want to take the class and you need to set up a payment plan, you can email Cynthia_Fontaine.
Okay.
At me.com.
All right. That sounds like a good plan because I've been wanting something like this for a long time because where I live, it's it's hard to find a group, you know.
Yeah.
Because some of the groups here are not positive, and I don't want to get involved in that. So
good. I totally understand.
They say this and that to get you in the group, and then they try to slave you their way, and I'm like, I'm not having it.
Right. Well, you know, that's good that you can see that and choose not to go in that direction. But I always attract the best people to any of my groups and classes that I teach.
Really?
And so forth. And we have a lot of fun. Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and the people that come to my classes often stay connected, which is really nice.
Oh, that's awesome. I would need that connection.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, and I always set up a Facebook group for my classes so that you have your own little thing. Mm-hmm. And I know you said that you don't have a lot of data, but you can always go to the you have a library nearby?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I stay there.
So I used to go to the library and use the internet. And you find ways that work for you,
right.
and that sort of thing. But,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to run.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking time out for me. I really appreciate it.
I wasn't even
expecting it. I thought you were just going to disconnect, but somebody say, hang on, you know, so you never know.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I did.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did as well. And I heard my guy say, no, you have to take that call. I said, okay, my daughter's
Not up
yet. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, bless
so
me. God bless you, though. I really appreciate it. This is a
thank
big help.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy. Happy to be able to help you. And many blessings to you as well.
Thank you so much. I look forward to taking your class.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sheila, you're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.